Hello, listeners. You are listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, can you believe it? Live from Hampton, Maine, it's my very own Aunt Beth Woods. Aunt Beth, how are you today in this year, June? Fantastic June day.
I'm good. When you said with you as always, I was thinking it's been over a long time. I don't even remember when the last time I
was it
talked.
our Emmy episode?
That's what I was thinking. It could have been, when was that?
I guess it was January.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't know if we did any others since then, but
well,
it's nice to.
I did the annual, or no, it would have been the Oscars. We did an Oscars
Okay.
episode, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's nice to be back.
Yes. Have you listened to any of the recent mini episodes? I think I finally watched Square Pegs, and there were a couple karaoke corners.
I listened to Square Pegs. I didn't listen to the latest karaoke, though.
Oh, well, Kevin is going to be so mad at you.
I know. I'll have to put that on. Who did, or do you want me to wait? I was going to say, who did he
Well, I'll tell you
recommend?
I'll tell you the bands, and you can be surprised by the song selections. He picked Audioslave, Incubus, and Linkin Park.
Okay.
You can
That
ask your
sounds like,
kids if they listen to those bands in middle
yes,
school.
well, I know Linkin Park and Incubus. I don't know if I knew Audioslave, but
Audioslave was a super group. They put out like two albums. It was the instrumentalists from Rage Against the Machine and Chris Cornell, the lead singer from Soundgarden.
Oh, okay. I like his voice, so maybe I'd like it.
Maybe. Maybe you'll be a slave to the audio. Okay, so on That's Entertainment, we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three F's: first, favorite, and forever. If you've never listened to us before, well, thank you for making this your very first episode. Maybe you saw the subject of this episode and were like, oh, I love that. And you'll figure it out as you go along. And our loyal listeners, we haven't really changed anything, so no need to be worried about that. But before we dive in, Aunt Beth, you and I both had a very busy May, didn't we?
Yes, it was busy and fabulous.
In fact, it's why we're not talking about this topic at hand until June.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, I got to go on my dream vacation with my family to Italy.
Is that your first time ever there?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's been a dream of mine forever. I used to just say, I've got to go to Italy before I die. And then I kept saying to Wesley, well, I need to go at least while I'm able to, you know, walk around and stuff. And so, we did a lot of walking, so it was good. Glad I didn't wait till I'm in my 70s or 80s.
Well, your
but yeah,
brother,
it was,
I believe your brother who's in his 70s was there.
Yes,
was he able to walk?
Yes, and my sister-in-law. They did a lot of walking too.
Yes, Uncle Martin, the formerly of our Superman and Beatles episodes.
And Aunt Jane hasn't been. We need to have your mom and Aunt Jane. Are they the only two that haven't been? Well,
Aaron was on the Weird Al episode. Or Aaron.
No.
Aaron.
Erin.
E-E.
E-R-I-N.
My sister-in-law, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we still need her as well. Although I did do a karaoke corner for her recently.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. But yes, and how was your trip?
It was treacherous.
Treacherous?
I did a decent amount of the driving, so it was
Oh, that's right. You drove down with your mom and dad.
Right. So I guess it's the Smoky Mountains, which is I think part of the Appalachians and in western North Carolina. So most of the way there was just, you know, down along whatever interstate we were going on. But then the last couple of miles, it's these really winding roads that are,
Oh.
and there's some rapids like right next to the road that I think
Oh, I
people
don't like
kayak
that.
down. And like, and some people are like passing us on roads that aren't supposed to be passing roads.
Oh,
And we're
wow.
going like, I don't know, we were driving the speed limit, like 45 miles per hour or something. And they're like zipping by at like 50 or
Ugh.
60. I'm like,
Are
why do you
you up
need to
high
go?
too?
Well, the resort Hochstein, it's right in the mountains, and there's some
Okay.
trails that you can go up. So yeah, it was
Yeah, I don't like that kind of driving. That's scary.
yeah,
But you made
we
it.
did. Yeah, and it was lovely weather. Did you see the pictures on Instagram and Facebook?
The only one I saw what Katie put on Facebook, so I
Okay.
loved your suit.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
I
I wore
couldn't.
a pink suit in case anyone
Yeah,
was wondering.
a bright pink suit.
Yes.
But yeah, but the actual wedding was nice, and
Yeah.
the day of the, oh, that's good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it was raining. It had rained the day that we arrived on Thursday, but then it was all sunny the rest of the weekend.
Oh, nice. That's good. Good, yeah.
And while I believe while both of us were away, we the topic of our upcoming discussion ended its run, or maybe it was, or did it end its run
Think it
the
ended
right
before.
after we came back? Or maybe you were
I
still
can't remember.
away and I had just come back.
I can't remember. I was thinking, are you sure it wasn't before we went away? Because I felt like, no, maybe not.
Let's see here. The series finale of Young Sheldon aired on May 16th.
Okay, that's when I was away. So I guess when I came back, I would have missed two episodes because I was also gone on the ninth
Think you missed 2 weeks
or
worth of episodes,
two weeks. Yeah,
and it
one
was
was an hour.
four episodes total.
Okay.
The finale was a two-parter, and on May 9th they showed two new episodes.
Okay. So yeah, I must have caught up then when I got back.
Yeah.
And like it. So now we're all set to talk about it since we're
All right.
all
Well,
both caught up.
I'll go ahead and set it up then. I believe I said the
Okay.
name of the show, but here's a quick little intro to set the mood. All right. Here we go. Here's the intro. Bazinga.
That's the whole intro.
That was it.
Okay.
Yes, we're talking about the travails of Sheldon Cooper, in particular his youthful days on the CBS sitcom Young Sheldon, which was a spin-off of the very successful sitcom The Big Bang Theory, which featured Jim Parsons in as the adult version of Sheldon. Ian Armitage played the titular young Sheldon, and we also met his family members, the rest of the Cooper family. So we'll start off with a very good place to start, the section that we call First, where we reveal how we got ourselves involved as viewers of this particular piece of entertainment. So Young Sheldon premiered in 2017, I believe. Yes. Well, meanwhile, Big Bang Theory had premiered 10 years earlier, 2007, and ran until 2019. So the two shows overlapped for a couple seasons. I think I know the answer to this already, but in case our listeners don't know, so let's lay out, Aunt Beth, you and I, how much of The Big Bang Theory had we watched before Young Sheldon premiered, and what convinced us to give the prequel a shot? You can go ahead.
Okay, so I have a, it'll be interesting because I didn't watch The Big Bang Theory,
At all,
although
any
I
single
probably,
episode?
I was just going to say, I probably saw maybe two or three episodes but that's not many out of all the ones that
Right.
were.
Out of like 200 or something.
I didn't dislike it. I just never really got into it. And so what convinced me to watch Young Sheldon was actually seeing Ian Armitage in Big Little Lies at your parents' house. I was there one summer and they said, "Oh, you have to watch this." And so they had already seen it, and they rewatched the whole thing with me. And because I think it was on HBO, which I didn't have at the time. And I just thought he was such a great young actor. And so when I saw that he was going to be in this new show, I said, "Oh, I'm going to watch it and give it a try." I mean, even though I didn't watch The Big Bang Theory, I really knew about it and knew what this was, the new one was supposed to be about. So I thought I'd give it a try, and I'll tell you more about it after that. So I assume, did you watch all of The Big Bang Theory?
I did, yeah. So I didn't watch it right from when it premiered. I remember at the time I was in college and I saw previews for it, and I was kind of insulted by the premise about it. Like, I was like, two nerdy guys awkwardly trying to flirt with this stereotypical blonde hot girl who lives across the hall from them. Like, haven't we seen this before? This is this. I didn't feel insulted as a nerd. I felt insulted as a fan of TV shows. Well, I guess you could say I felt insulted as a TV nerd, but not an intellectual nerd. Then one of my roommates, my roommate Jomie, he started watching it, and he was a math and biochem double major in college. And I thought, well, if he's not insulted by it, maybe it's worth giving a shot. So I actually watched the first two seasons within the span of like 2 weeks when I was in Australia.
Jeez.
In the spring of 2009, well, it was the fall in Australia at the time, but I mean, it just went. I could just burn through them so quickly because I think without commercials, each episode was like just 19 minutes.
Was it on a like streaming on something or?
Well, there really wasn't streaming at the time. I think
Oh.
I was using a service that was not exactly on the up and up,
Oh,
but it
okay.
was like. It was like an open secret among people who lived
Yeah.
on campus. It was like,
Oh,
there's this
okay.
thing you can download, and this program you can download, and you can download pretty much any TV show as soon as it becomes available. You don't have to wait. You can watch American shows right after their American premiere. You don't have to
Okay.
wait until they show them on Australian TV. So, I hope the
So you
statute of
that's
limitation has passed. Hopefully, Monash University won't be listening too closely to this episode.
yes. So you zipped through the first two and then you started live
Then,
like on the third
right,
season.
exactly. Yeah, so then, I mean, so by the time young Sheldon was arriving, I was like, I did. While I was a loyal viewer of Big Bang, I kind of had a love-hate relationship with it. Like, it could make me crack up like no other show, but it also had its moments where it was kind of annoying and kind of leaning too hard into stereotypes. But when Young Sheldon came around, it was like, okay, it's a single-cam family comedy as opposed to a multi-cam sitcom about these nerdy adults. So it'll be something different. I'll give it I like family sitcoms in general. I think it'll be worth a shot. So, I started watching it right from the start. And yeah, that's it. Does that set up our young Sheldon story well enough for us to move on to the favorite section?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I love
Well, so in the favorite section, that's where we discuss, appropriately enough, our our most beloved aspects of the topic at hand. So to kind of set the scene, I asked us to consider what was the special formula that convinced us to keep watching Young Sheldon week in and week out, and then what were our favorite episodes or storylines, recurring gags, main characters, recurring characters, guest stars, etc. Just anything you loved about the show that you need to mention, that's where we're going to talk about it right now.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think if I liked the show right off, because you said what was the special formula that kind of kept us watching, but I think I remember really liking it right away. I think a lot had to do with the cast, and especially Mima. She was my favorite right from the start. Annie Potts.
Right. That had you watched Designing Women or anything she was in?
No, you know, I didn't watch that when it was on, and then I remember hearing how good it was, and I need to watch it. I think Uncle Martin even watched it. Have you ever seen it?
No, I think my mom had, but I didn't know, like it, yeah. it was a show that I heard of, and then I look who the cast was, and I'm like, oh man, that's a pretty good cast.
I know, it had some good people. I should see if that I could ever, excuse me, if they ever show that on anything, but anyway, yeah, Annie, that character of Mima, whoever created that was genius. That I forgot, you know, so many of the early episodes, because it was, you know me, with it was 7 years ago, so I just remember it in general. So I'll tell you, I mean, I liked over the season seeing how the kids matured throughout the series, because they were pretty little when, I guess they were about 8, the twins, Sheldon and
right.
Missy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so by the time it ended, they were, well, she was in high school, he was already in college, but still it was fun to see that. Also earlier on, I loved any episode that featured Missy, because I thought she was a really funny, very funny character. She was pretty sarcastic, but she could give a line really, really well. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed episodes with a guest, McKenna Grace, mm-hmm. when she and Sheldon had scenes together. I thought that was kind of fun. Because she played a kind of a female version of Sheldon, I guess, yeah. You'd say.
Yeah, with all the intellect, but with the social skills that he lacked.
Right. That's right, yeah. And then as far as some of the guest stars, which maybe you'll remind me, because I can't remember so many of them, but I did, this was, I don't even remember how long they've been on, but when I loved seeing Wallace Shawn, Ed Begley Jr., and mm-hmm. Wendy Malick all part of, I guess, did he meet them all at the college? I felt like he met Wallace Shawn before that.
Well, I think in early seasons, it might have been even as far back as season one, but maybe season two, while Sheldon was still in high school, he started taking, I think, like just one college class. And Wallace Shawn, as Dr. Sturgis, was the professor of that class.
Okay.
So he met him before any of the other college people.
Okay. Well, I just loved their characters, and that when they were together, or just their basic storyline was trying to cater to Sheldon, but also wishing that he was not really there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Wendy Malick was really funny. So I enjoyed them. That's about all I got, because I couldn't, if you mentioned ones, I'll probably say, oh yeah, I loved that. I loved that. But those were specific, although, you know, I really enjoyed, I mean, every week, I don't think there was a show that I didn't enjoy. So yeah.
Yeah.
How
I mean,
you?
I think we're pretty much on the same page as far as the things we really liked about it. Cause yeah, I mean, I have Wallace Shawn and Ed Begley written down, and I think Annie Potts was my favorite of all the main character main cast members. Although I really loved all of the Cooper family members. But Annie Potts, I think, was the only one that I knew of beforehand. Andy and Armitage, but yeah, the Lance
The others.
Barber and Zoe Perry as the parents, they'd never really had any huge role beforehand. And then Regan Rivoire, who played Missy, I mean, I think this may have been her first big acting role.
Probably.
And Montana Jordan, who played Georgie, probably the same for him. I mean, he's a little older, but not that much older. But yeah, and then so oh, did it, and Craig T. Nelson was also great. I didn't as Dale, Missy's baseball coach, and then meanwhile's boyfriend. I liked Dr. Sturgis. I thought he was a better romantic match for her, even though she was ended up dating Dale for much longer. But Craig T. Nelson was a hoot always, as the sort of boyfriend who always says the wrong thing, but then learns to shut up if he wants to be able to hang around. And so I've got a couple of episodes written down here. The titles are descriptive, but I wouldn't have remembered them if I hadn't looked them up beforehand. But there's a season five episode called A Solo Peanut, A Social Butterfly, and The Truth. And then a season six episode called A Stolen Truck and Going on the Lam. And both of those are kind of the part of the Paige saga in her later appearances when she's a rebellious teenager who doesn't really want to be a genius anymore and she runs away. And yeah, I thought it was like a lot of great sitcoms. It was able to handle the more dramatic moments pretty well.
Is the
And
one with the stolen truck, does Missy go with her? Oh no. Yeah, I
yeah, that's
remember
the
that
one.
one very.
And also, and the Solo Peanut, A Social Butterfly, and The Truth, that's also the one where Georgie tells his girlfriend Mandy and future wife that he was lying about his age,
Oh,
and then
that's
we find
right.
out that she's pregnant, which
Jeez.
makes me go. I thought Emily Osment was pretty great as
Yeah.
a later addition to the main cast.
So what
And
season was that they found out she was pregnant?
five, I believe.
And had she been on before? Was that her first season on
I
also?
think so. Yeah, I think that relationship developed over the course of that season. Yeah, so and then her so yeah, I knew Emily Osment from Hannah Montana. Did you know that's what she was on originally? She played Miley's best friend Lily.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
And then, so when she became a regular, we also got to meet her parents, played by Will Sasso and Rachel Bay Jones. I thought they fit right in perfectly as well.
It was good casting, good writing, good. I mean, yeah, I don't remember anything that I said, oh, I didn't like this or would change or
Yeah, I mean, it didn't break the mold or anything, but yeah, it was just they had a solid batch of writers. They had a cast that gelled well together, and it was an enjoyable half hour every week. And there were kind of cliffhangers at the end of every episode, or at least something left to hook you want to keep watching. And I laughed, I thought, and sometimes I even got choked up. And it's the same formula that's worked on for decades on TV, and they and that and that's that.
Okay.
We
I just
run.
want to point out what you said, that that formula though doesn't always work with a lot of comedies, because I'll watch maybe, like, I don't know, I'll see a quick scene or something of a show and I'll say, like, that's stupid, or it's not even funny. So for me, well, at least for my humor, I thought this was very funny. Like, that whoever, like I said, the writing, like you said, you laughed out loud, or and sometimes it was touching, but it has to be really funny, not stupid, for me to continue watching. So
Can you think of any shows that are stupid that tried to be pull off something similar to what Young Sheldon was trying to do that didn't quite work?
I don't know. I'd have to
Or
think
do you want
about
to
that.
plead the fifth and not offend anyone?
I know. No, there's been some shows that I say, how is this still on? Or, that type of thing. So.
All right. So at this point in the podcast, before we get to the final section, we usually take a quick trivia break to see if we can test our co our each other's noodles. So Aunt Beth, do you have any brain teasers for me?
Yeah, you may know this, but I thought it was hard, unless if they've talked about it on the Big Bang Theory. But okay, why doesn't Sheldon have a Texas drawl?
Texas, what?
Drawl or accent, I guess, is
Oh man.
and I don't know if the
Was it
answer.
explained explicitly, or was it just
It
because
says,
he didn't want to sound like a hick or something like that?
well, kind of. It does say that he explains it, but I don't know if it was in Young Sheldon or the Big Bang Theory. But there's a reason why, but if you, I don't know if you didn't
Was
know more
there a
specific.
way to, was it, was like a, is it phrased a specific way, or like what's the specific thing about it?
Well, he explains that he switched to a certain accent, and then there's a
Southern
reason,
Californian?
a mid-Atlantic accent,
Okay.
and then there's a reason why.
Because that's makes, his intellect more comfortable for people to handle.
Well, I don't know if you want me to just tell you.
Sure.
Okay. This, like I said, I thought this was hard. So it says he explains that he switched to a mid-Atlantic accent because people with Texas accents don't win Nobel Prizes,
Oh.
despite this being inaccurate. But that was his explanation. But like I said, I don't know if that was in Sheldon or. And it just hit me when I read that. I was like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, the rest of the family does all have the accent and he doesn't. And I didn't even think of it until I read that.
Well, Missy, not so much.
I know, I was think hers was not as strong, but Georgie for sure, and the parents for sure. But okay, do you have one?
Sure. I do. So, which Young Sheldon cast member also played a bully on a season 5 episode of The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, I feel like I read that and I now I okay, so Young Sheldon cast member, but he played a bully in the Big Bang Theory.
Just one episode.
An episode. And it was a regular cast member. Huh. I would say, oh no. Billy? Is that his name? Their neighbor?
No.
No, okay, Georgie.
No. It well, it was it, it was an episode of The Big Bang that aired. It was a season five Big Bang Theory episode, so that would have been like 2011 or 2012.
Oh, that started that early?
It started
What
in
year
2007.
Oh, okay. So about 2012. So somebody older. Yeah, I'm not sure. The dad?
Yeah, do you know do you remember the actor's name?
Yeah, Lance Barber.
It was him.
He played a bully in the...
So he played a former bully. So Leonard, Sheldon's roommate on The Big Bang Theory, Lance Barber played an old bully, I guess an old high school bully of Leonard's, and then they run into each other at a bar years later on this episode. So this was like 4 or 5 years before he was cast on Young Sheldon. But they're like, I guess when they were putting the cast together, like, hey, remember Leonard's bully? He would be a great guy to play Sheldon's dad.
But he seemed like he would have been still too old, like, to be Leonard's classmate.
Well, so on The Big Bang Theory, I think they're in their late 20s when the show starts. So
mid-30s.
So mid-30s by the time this episode airs. And then, so George and Mary, they had started having kids when they were like 18 or something.
Pretty young, yeah. So that's true. He could have been, I forget how old Georgie is when the... is he like 5 years older than
I think
Sheldon?
So, because I think Sheldon's 9 at the beginning of the series, and so he and Georgie are both in high school at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, so if he was, say, Georgie was about 14, then dad, he could have been like 31 when he had him. And then this would have been like 5 years later.
Right. Well,
but
so.
When he was, yeah, so he could have, yeah, I guess he could have passed for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking up. Lance Barber is 50. So I think he's a little older than George was supposed to be.
Okay. This was another one that, it was so fun, and I didn't write it down. You'll have to look it up. There was a question about the phone number, and I don't remember what the question was, but it said if you dial this number, you'll get the Coopers, and I dialed it, and it's so you need to look it up because it was so much fun. I dialed it, and they're like, "Hi, we're the Coopers," and they go, and then Sheldon's. And it's all their voices. So I thought that was cute. But I guess if you Google Cooper's phone number or something, you'll find it.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it was cute. I thought that was clever. Anyway, so that's it for my trivia.
All right. Well, now we'll finish up with Forever, where we take stock of where we are now and look towards the future. So where we are now is Young Sheldon has wrapped up its 7-season run, and another spinoff, a spinoff of a spinoff, Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage, is coming to CBS in the fall of 2024. So how did the series finale work for you, and how does the series as a whole fit into the pantheon of family sitcoms? And are we planning on watching Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage? So that's what we're going to wrap up with.
Did you say how did the finale? I didn't even. Did you? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Write that out in our show prep notes, but
oh, okay.
But yeah, so maybe I'm catching you on the spot. But what did you think of the finale?
I thought it was very good. Was it the week or the show before when I was pretty shocked when George died? Wasn't expecting that.
So, okay. So you, I guess you didn't know then, but if, as a Big Bang Theory viewer knew that, George was dead by the time of the Big Bang Theory, because Laurie Metcalf plays his mom on, she appears on several episodes of the course of the series. And did you know this, that, her daughter is Zoe Perry, who played her on Young Sheldon.
Yeah, I love that. I know.
So it's, and they mention at one point, I think they specify on the Big Bang that he died of a heart attack. So if you had watched the Big Bang and then started watching Young Sheldon, you knew it was coming eventually.
Well, I guess I'm glad I didn't know, but were you surprised then or no? Like when it happened?
I didn't watch the episode where he died live, and I saw like a headline next day where it was like Lance Barber and the Young Sheldon writers explain how they handled that moment. And I'm like, I think I know what they're talking about. But I mean, there were times during the series, I think he did have a heart attack, another one earlier that wasn't as bad, where it was like, is his health going to take a downturn or something? But, you know, I was looking for clues here and there. But I was, knowing that this was the final season, I was expecting it to happen at some point.
Okay. And me with my memory, I can't even remember the specific last season. I know... I'm trying to think what was happening with Sheldon in school. Because I know they showed him at the end. Was he finished college or?
Well, he was being recruited by other schools for grad school programs.
For grad school, yeah. Let's just say I remember thinking it was a good ending. They wrapped tied everything up to well. I enjoyed it. And I also think that the show as a whole stands up as a very funny, clever, sometimes touching, family comedy. And I'm really glad that I had watched it. I was sad for it to end, really, because I looked forward to it. So for that reason, I'm definitely planning to watch Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. I don't know much about it, like if there's any other characters from Young Sheldon that will be in it.
I think the plan is Georgie and Mandy, obviously. And then I think her parents are going to be main cast members as well. I think I saw in some interviews with the writers that they're open to having like some of the Coopers be on it, but probably not Sheldon. They can say he's in California full time now.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, I think it would make sense that Mary and Missy would pop by because, they're.
Yeah, it's not like
they're not living far from each other.
Yeah. Right. I did read that the same trio of writers who created The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon are also writing and executive producing the show. And that's Chuck Lorre, Stephen Molaro, and Steve Holland. So that, I thought, was a good endorsement for me since I enjoyed Young Sheldon so much. So gonna watch it and see what it's like. I don't even know. Well, so when they say their first marriage, obviously you watched The Big Bang Theory. Does Georgie have a few marriages then?
Well, so they, Jerry O'Connell plays Georgie on The Big Bang Theory. He didn't appear until after Young Sheldon had happened. So they had the Young Sheldon portrayal to go on for to set the tone for his performance. But we don't see his wife or have I don't think there's a specific reference to like who he's currently married to. There might be something about like, oh, I've been divorced once or twice. I would have to rewatch the episode to remind myself. But yeah, I think that did seem to be kind of the implication that he isn't with, that he has been married more than one time. So I think they went with that title very purposefully, because knowing the continuity they've already established on other shows, they want to kind of be consistent with that, I suppose.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Since Sheldon ended, at least we can kind of have a bit of a continuation.
Yeah.
So,
And I mean, I'm happy as well, and they've announced it's going to be multicam, so live audience thing. So I'm like, that's how Big Bang started, then they went to single cam for Young Sheldon, now they're going back to multicam, and I appreciate how they are all forging their own identity. But yeah, I've been I'm excited as well. I'm hoping it'll scratch the same itch that Young Sheldon has been scratching. I
And
think
what do you think as far as, oh, sorry, I cut you off.
I think
As
go
it,
ahead, because I think I was about to answer what
all
you're
about how
asking
it
anyway.
stood up as a comedy.
Well, I think it was, I would say, one of my favorite sitcoms of the past 7 years, I would suppose. And yeah, there's been so many great family sitcoms over the decades. It's one of the most enduring subgenres of this type of TV show. And you know, so I don't know if I would say it's like top 10 of all time in that category, because there's a lot of great competition. But you know, as far as sitcoms, family sitcoms from this era go, from this century, I would say it stacks up nicely. And I, you know, I might rewatch some episodes here and there if I somehow have free time where I'm not watching a new episode of a new show.
Something else,
Yeah. Yeah, and I enjoyed the finale as well. I thought it was tough to watch in some ways, because you know, it was dealing with the fallout of the death of a family member, and not everyone is handling it so well. And I mean, I think, you know, it put a bow on everything, but it was also like, I think this family's going to continue to have some rough patches for the next few years. But it was what they had set up with Big Bang Theory, like the home life that they referenced for Sheldon on that show was what we ended up getting. And yeah, I think it was they kind of set up a storytelling challenge for themselves that they ended up doing what they set out to accomplish. Would you like there to be an old Sheldon one day where he is on
Sorry.
his deathbed and
No. I don't know. I liked it. I think I like just what it is.
okay.
I don't know who would play. Who do you think would could play old Sheldon?
I think it should be Ian Armitage, but in old man makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
He really is a great actor, don't you think so?
Yeah,
Sheesh, fruit.
I mean,
Yeah.
there's some kids who just from a very young age, they have so much self-assurance
I
or whatever
know.
word you want to use, and they just they're perfectly comfortable in front of the camera. And in interviews, he's just as confident. And yeah, he's just, I mean, I guess he must have good parents or a good support system, but part of that is just some kids just have that personality, and that's how they end up getting cast on these shows.
They were lucky to find him, that's for sure. Okay, we can
I think
talk.
We're gonna wrap things up, but before we go, is there anything we'd like to promote or anything we'd like to recommend that you can enjoy with your aunts and or nephews?
Okay. Well, it was funny because I Googled some of the new movies because I don't even know what's coming out, and there was Fly Me to the Moon sounds really good. And then there's a show coming out tomorrow on Hulu that I just read about today called Brat, about Andrew McCarthy's documentary about the Brat Pack, which sounds really good. And that show Unstable that I told you about with Rob Lowe, the second season is coming out in August. But what I wanted to
What's
say
that? Is that
is,
on Netflix? Or
I'm not 100% sure what it's on.
Let's look it up quick.
Yeah, because it's really, I told you,
it is on Netflix, yes.
Okay. It's so, I really enjoyed it. I think you would have liked it too. But let me tell you that I really miss Entertainment Weekly because when the summer movie preview episode, what you call it, episode,
issue.
Whatever, issue,
yeah,
arrived, I would carefully read through and I would put a check mark next to all the movies that I wanted to see. And I felt like I was up on everything. And now I just, half the time, I don't know what's playing, and it's very frustrating. So, I feel more out of it. I get a few from my People magazine, which they started sending me once they stopped doing Entertainment Weekly. They do a few reviews, but nothing like Entertainment Weekly. So yeah, that's really all my recommendations.
We'll have to start a change.org petition to bring EW back into print.
Yeah, I know.
Well, as usual, I'll promote our Patreon. You can support us with a few bucks every month if you'd like to. And Ken Jeong, you still have an open invitation to appear as a guest whenever you'd like to. And I will recommend this one. You'll have to watch with your somewhat older nieces and nephews, maybe 12 and up is okay. Everybody's in LA. Did you watch that at all? It was John Mulaney's live talk show on Netflix. It aired live last month, but it's still available.
Everybody's in LA, it's called?
Yeah. The concept was like all his comedy friends are in Los Angeles. At least for this week, they had, I think, 6 episodes. And so they originally aired live. I didn't watch any of them live because I think that was the week I was in North Carolina. But I've watched the first two so far. And it's, if you like John Mulaney, you'll probably like this. He does some comedy bits on the first episode. He explains why Los Angeles is the way it is and why its geography, why he does like a breakdown of all the Los Angeles neighborhoods. And then in the second episode, Andy Samberg plays Jimmy Goldstein, who's this old businessman who's always courtside at Lakers games. And a bunch of other funny people show up. Jerry Seinfeld's on one episode, Jon Stewart. It's just a talk show hosted by John Mulaney.
And what's it on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, and then I'll also mention you can leave us a review. You could go to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment to do that. And we'll read it on air if you'd like us to. And you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I guess that's everything. So time to say bon voyage.
What is good night, everybody?
And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.